Okay, who wants to read? Go ahead.
Kufa. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'cheinu Amar Yitzhak Amar Rav Yochanan. Shem and Zayat, V'barach Olam Bar Pri Eitz.
Okay. So suppose we had that from before. Right? When we were, when the Gemara was analyzing the Yayin. So, we brought in the statement to show that what? That, that even though Shemen is a Shtayi B'Yuhuye, it still gets the Bar Pri Eitz. So the whole thing is strange. The whole thing is strange. Why didn't the Gemara just go to the Mishnah? Right? Chutz Min HaYayin. Right? What are they doing? What are they doing?
What's your question?
I mean, the Mishnah says everything is Bar Pri Eitz except for Yayin.
Is there a question if Shemen is...
I mean, everything is... it says that everything is Bar Pri Eitz except for Yayin, correct.
With so, Shemen, you might think is Shahakal, like the other...
No, the first time around. I'm saying the first time around.
Oh, okay.
Right? The first time around is also strange. What do you need to prove... What do you need to prove from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan that Shemen Zayis doesn't have its own special bracha?
Do you want to mention someone who reads the Mishnah is not necessarily like exclusively those things? Like
that's right.
Is not
that's right. That's right. That's right. That's Pnei Yoshua. It's a good riot to what he's saying. I mean, otherwise it's difficult. It's difficult. Why does the Gemara have to go to this statement? You just say, it says Chutz Min HaYayin. Doesn't say Chutz Min HaYayin VeHashemen. Okay. To keep this in mind. But,
what was the answer that you guys were using?
That the Pnei Yoshua says that when a Mishnah says Chutz, doesn't necessarily mean it's exclusive. Doesn't mean it's exhaustive, I should say. Could be other things that it's not mentioning. Tani Vishaya. Sometimes the Mishnah Gemara says, it left something out. Okay.
Isn't that kind of misleading? It's like an
imprecise. Have a list. Not if you're an Amora. Not if you're an Amora. Yeah.
I'm just the same thing. You have special glasses?
I can see the other under the mic.
It was all Baal Peh. Okay. Go ahead. So now the Gemara wants to know. That's funny. Now the Gemara wants to know, when is it that you make a Bar Pri Eitz on Shemen? When is it that you make a Bar Pri Eitz on Shemen? Okay. Go ahead.
Right, so Ilema de Peshasi Le, Zuke Mazik Le. Titania, Ashro Seshem and Shel Truma, Mishalem et Akeret, Ve'eno Mishalem et Sachomish. Asach Shem and Shel Truma, Mishalem et Akeret, Mishalem et Sachomish.
Yeah. So, it can't be, if you're going to say it's when you just drink olive oil, that can't be. That can't be. Why? Because it's Izuki Mazikle. Izuki Mazikle. What does that mean? Rashi.
Izuki Mazikle Gufe. Ve'enzu achila shetu'un obracha. Degabe bracha ve'achaltaksu.
Okay, so now the punctuation is a little bit of a question here. Right? First of all, what does it mean, Legufe?
Put your
body.
To the body. Starve it to the body.
As opposed to meaning the Shem itself?
Yeah, the Shem
itself. Right.
As opposed to what? Like the Shem.
Because the Raya is that you're Mazik the Shem. And that's the whole raya was here.
When you drink it?
Yeah, that's the rest of the Gemara.
Why is that the How's it the
That's what Rashi says.
But your mazik chaver. Shalim
is a karen. Kishar mazik is chaver b'mimoil.
But that's just because he doesn't have it anymore, isn't it?
That's
but
why
it means it's not achila. It's a mazik. You're not doing a ma'is achila.
Why didn't we say achila? Like last week, by Shane.
Yeah, well,
isn't that just because you're like consuming his property? I'm not sure.
Isn't the right from Chomesh?
Prat lemazik, right. Prat lemazik. But in other words, you're not considered ochel, you're considered mazik. I mean, just like you're eating his,
But you are.
Wait, mazik the thing or mazik you?
Wait, he does say it's legupe.
No, the mazik later on is referring to the thing. Okay, good. Let's go slow.
I don't think
go ahead.
Read
no, go ahead. Go ahead. You're perfect. You're the perfect guy to read. You have no preconceived notions. Go ahead. Izuki mazik legufe. So, right, it means it's harmful to the body. To drink oil is harmful to the body. Therefore, what? And what? Ve'ein zu achila. Right? That's how you guys want to read it. This is not called... this is not an achila. This is not achila.
Well, achila should be a bracha.
This is not... Well, that's what I'm saying. We have a little bit of a question. How do you read this? One way to read it is like this. This is not achila, which requires bracha. Because by bracha it says, and you ate. Right?
the Vi'achalta is from Birkat HaMazon, right? So you're saying that's the source for the entire concept of bracha? I mean,
it is interesting, right? So Rashi is saying that, like we were mentioning by a Riboy. In other words, that you take the case in the Torah, and then the Chachamim can add other entities. But they're not going to change the Tzura of the Machayev. You know what I'm saying? The Torah says if you eat something that is soyed, so then you chayev Birkas HaMazon. Now the Chacham can extend that, but the extension is going to be to different entities, not to different activities. Daniel. Right?
But they don't learn bracha from extending it from Birkas HaMazon, do they?
They don't learn it from there, but he's saying the idea, the svara is a svara, calling that it can't be in there now. But halachically, he's saying it's an extension of the netzura. It's extended. It's not just it's an interesting thing. He's saying it's not just a takana that's by itself, correct? In terms of how they were goes there, they took the Doraisa and extended it.
This is different than the regular Kane Doraisa Tikkun, you're saying? It's not just like the benching is the Doraisa Mitzvah they mal bracha after, it's more than that?
You know, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It's modeled after it. As opposed to saying that that's a separate thing, and we have a svara about Hanoah called Nenem and Olamazah.
Right.
Right? He's saying, Rashi is saying you're not a Nene.
Right, no, all I'm asking is that would you have to find, for any Darabani, you have to find some sort of mitzvah that has the same structure, but they just substituted like a...
No, it could be a takana on its own. It could be a completely separate takana.
Even though it's Kane Doraisa Tikkun, so that's not what Kane
Doraisa Tikkun is. Not necessarily, right.
Okay.
It doesn't always mean that. Like Muktzah is not Kein Doraisa.
Why couldn't he say that? That it's just that you're not in Nana. Isn't that more primary? I mean, if that's where the whole Chiyuv is learned out from, why do you have to go to like?
That's what I'm saying. He's saying though that when they were Misakein, the way they structured the Gezerah, the way they made the mitzvah was extending the existing Chayev Midoraisa to other things and lefonel. Right? I mean, we never really went into that. We still should do that. Maybe tomorrow I'll try to go back to that, the chinuch. There's midoraisa, you only chayav when you did the achila, you only chayav afterwards. But midarabanan, he's saying they extended it. But the extension is not on is not changing the type of tzura, type of maisa. It's changing the things you eat and when you chayiv in the bracha. But he's saying there's no reason to invent a whole new maisa. No reason for chum to make a different maisa. It's achila. You know, the machayev is achila, and the Torah defines achila in a certain framework. So it shouldn't be extended from that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. So even though the Gemara says the Sora, but when they come to make the structure, they take the existing Daraisa that does reflect that idea. The Daraisa, you only chayev when you're after your Nana, and a certain type of Nana. But in the Xerah Midrabanan, it was built on that. Right? The Achalta Ksiv. Yeah. So it's not Nachila. It's not Nachila, which would require any bracha. Even in the Daraisa framework, it would require no bracha. Right, if you were to do this type of an activity with bread, it wouldn't require an achila. It wouldn't require a bracha. So when they make the brachos on food, it has the same structure. Right? Okay. Anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Titania, the love barachili.
Now, what is this, what's the Braisa? The Braisa wants to show you that what? That Shemen alone is not considered an entity of food. An entity of Achila. It's not Roy for Achila. Okay, what's the proof? Go ahead.
Shosa Shemen Shal Truma of Bishogig.
Right.
Mishale Mesa Karen.
So what's the halacha by truma? What's the halacha by truma? What's the halacha by truma? So there are two basic halachas over here. It says like this. Perek Yud, the Rambam says like this: Zor she'ochal truma b'shgaga, mishalim keren v'chomesh. So if a zor eats truma by accident, he has to replace the value and add a fifth. Afal pishi yodeya shehi truma v'muzerle. Okay, fine. And it says like this: Echad ha'ochel dovar shedarko lechol, ve'echad ha'shoset dovar shedarko lishto. So when it says zor she'ochel truma, it also includes drinking. If you eat something that's roy to eat, that is eaten, or if you drink something that's drunk, ve'echad ha'soch dovar shedarko losoch, or if you anoint with something that is the way to that is used for I guess anoint is probably not the right word, to shmir. That's a good word. Alright, Shnemar v'lo chalu es kochei bnei Yisrael l'rabos rosoch. Yeah, now it's like this. So you only chayav. You chayev if you ochel something that's darko lechol, or shows something that's darko lishtos, or soch, if you darko losoch. Okay? So then the Ram says later that, but if you just stam destroy Truma, right, that's not considered Chilul. That's not called Chilul. That's just the Mazik. Okay? So that's what he says like this. Yeah. Hashosa shemen, if someone drinks oil, vasochas a yayin, or if he does sicha with yayin, he smears wine on himself. Kol elu mishalman is a karev lo tachonish. So that's an improper activity. That's not an appropriate activity to the substance. So that's not considered being mechalel the truma. So that's what the Rambam says in the Perek Yud Aleph. It says, HaTruma nitenes le'achila u'le'shasiyo u'le'sicha. That truma is really given to the Kohanim for three things. Eating, drinking, and sicha. She'asicha hi... You know, it's a little bit complicated. She'asicha hi kishasiyo. That's the Gemara from Yuma. She'nemar v'tovo v'tovo kimayim b'kirbo u'kishemen v'atzmosov. He uses that pasuk. So, how do you get to Sicha? That's interesting. It's a little different. Right? Because over here he says Sicha is included from Lechalu. But over here he's saying it's because Sicha is really like Shasiya, Bachlal Achila. Right? Now, so you get it from the Reboy, but he's saying the Reboy goes back on Achila, keeps extending Achila. So what does Achila mean? Achila doesn't really mean Achila per se. It means using it in its appropriate way to the guf, right? So that will include shesia and sicha, if it's appropriate. Lechol dovar shadakol lechol lishtos dovar shadakol lishtos v'losof dovar shadakol losof lo yisoch yayin v'chomeitz avol safu as Hashem in Torah u'madlik as atomei v'zeo nikra shemen sreif v'chom v'chom. Okay. So what's the proof over here? What's the Gemara saying? That if you drink shemen, that's considered being mazik. That's not considered mechalel. Mechalel means that the zohar is trying to accomplish the goal of the truma. But since he's a zohar, he's mechalel it. Right? But mazik is just being a mummus, destroying it. So the onus of the fifth is for being mechala. It's everything. So what do you see from here? So you see from here that it's not something that darko lishtos, right? That's what the proof is. If you show the shemen, that's not considered mechala. Soch shemen is. So you see that oil is really essentially for sicha. It's an interesting thing. It's essentially for sicha.
So why does Rashi bring in mazik your goof? Why does he do that?
I guess he's trying to explain why it's not for shasiya.
It does have nutritional value, right?
It's zon. I mean, it's a strange.
And the nezek doesn't take away from the fact that it's zon, right? It's not like right. Practically that's how it works.
Yeah. See, some want to say izuki mazik means the shemen. Difficult. In other words, you're not using it for its proper thing, basically. But like the Rambam says on shemen, if you drink shemen, what does Rambam say? He says you make a shahakol. He's not like Rashi's saying it's not an achila at all. It's not achila. So you don't make any bracha, right? Let's stick with Rashi for now. So so now the Gemara is stuck. Gemara is working towards the case of when you would make a Bori Priya Eitz on Shemen. So right now it's saying if you drink the Shemen straight, that's not Bar Achila. That's not Bar Achila. It's not Bar Achila. So therefore, it's not V'yochalta. And there's no Chiyav Bracha at all. Okay. Go ahead.
Ella Dika Achale Eli De Pas.
Interesting. Rather, what? Oh, do we do the Rashi V'yem Shalim Chomish?
No.
Go ahead.
The Gabi Chomish, Achilatziv, the Ishki Yochal Torish Bishkaga, Prat Lamad.
Right. So you have to do Achila. Has to be Ochel. Prat Lamazik, that's where it says Prat Lamazik. Why is it Prat Lamazik? Because of Sicha. Right, because it doesn't mean dafka eating, because then the rest of the Gemara doesn't make any sense, then the rest of the price doesn't make sense. So why chayav for sicha? Didn't eat it. So it's like the Rambam was saying, yochal doesn't, it means the appropriate thing for the guf, using it in an appropriate way for the guf.
Does that have to be hana also? Is that part of it?
Do you have to be a nana?
And sichas also provides hana, right? So you're saying, is that part of the definition of achila in terms of truma? Or is it, you're until now you've been saying it as...
it has to be derech hana, like a regular achol zeros.
Yeah, I mean, you've been saying that it's like achila in the sense that it's used for the purpose that it's supposed to be used for the guf. That's right. The derech hana thing. It's right. Not just... Okay.
Right. Okay. So maybe now you'll say that what? Ela ayidei pas. Ela yidei pas. Rashi.
Kishumra.
How do you translate, you mean?
No, I know how to translate.
Lift on. A dip. At a, some sort of accompaniment. A condiment. So that does what? Apparently it's not mazik anymore. Now it's not mazik anymore. Right. Go ahead. Well, there you get another problem. That if you really drink it, if you eat it on the pass, then what? Then you're not chayav a bracha on it at all? You're not chayav any bracha on it. Yeah.
On pass distinction here. So if you put it on pas, it's no longer mazik, seems to be Rosh is saying, right? So are we saying that pas neutralizes it, or it's merely the amount of, it's a sheer thing? Because I mean, it would seem that it has, he seems to be holding that the pas, I guess, neutralizes the hezek, right? Because otherwise, if it was palatable in a small sheer, then you would still make a brach. I mean, I'm wondering, would you still make a brach on it, even though in a large sheer would be harmful?
Amount that you would have dipped bread
right, into. So I'll accept drinking a gallon of olive oil.
Stavron, no, because it has to be derech achila. That's something that the derech
achila.
You're
going to say the enigma. So then you'd have to...
Like a spice.
Right.
Like a spice. You eat very little spices. You put very small amount of spice into a dish. But if you just have a spice, you don't make a bracha. It's not a bar achila.
Even if you would say that it wouldn't be masik on that amount, you still wouldn't.
Even if it wouldn't be mazing that now, that's not derech achila.
So then you would seem to read the Rashi then ein zu achila, right? It's not even achila.
No. All through the pas, it's derech. You could say it that you eat it.
Right. I'm just saying, if you just had olive oil by itself, it's not even achila. That's why you're not making it.
Stavron. No, he's saying like this. There's two. There's two things. It would seem it has to be. If you can eat it alone, then you're going to treat it as an ochel, and then you have to eat a significant amount of it. But that's a mazik. And if you eat it in a very tiny amount, that's not. Let's say it's not a mazik in a tiny amount. That's not derech achil also. Right. But over here it's saying that what that with the pas that is the way you eat it. Yeah. So you had a question yesterday. What was your question yesterday? With truma, right? You dip pas into the shemen of truma, right? Would you be chayev b'chomesh? No, nobody says that.
Why wouldn't you be?
Because it's a.
It's not going down anywhere. Then anybody says you chayev truma on that.
But shouldn't it be? I mean,
that's the question. Right? Or in the anigron. Right? The next case, right.
Just to eliminate a variable there, if you take spices of truma and put them...
Spices?
Or something else that you take and you make a tafel from truma to something else, you still pay chomesh on that, right? It's not. I mean, you can't just say because it's tafel to something else, you don't...
That's a good question. Yeah, I think you're right. That,
yeah, what?
For something else?
For eating spices.
Right. Just because it's a tuffle, you can't take that. That's the reason.
Right,
but
it doesn't exist.
You
should not.
It's supposed to be tough. I'm trying to find out.
That should not be a good enough reason to do it. That's what you're asking. Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to find out.
Is it good enough reason or is it not good enough reason? That's what he's asking.
I don't know the answer.
You
have the answer. So I'm not suggesting one way or another.
You
tell her.
You're suggesting.
No, I'm not. I'm like observing.
You can't have two miles around.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it will be bottle. Midarabanan, we hold bottle in 101. Right.
You'd still have the anigro case even if you could get out of the pas case.
I mean, if it's rove.
Yeah.
Right. Let's leave that question alone. Okay, go ahead. So the Gemara is saying that what? That's not going to help you. It's true you might remove the hezek, but you're not going to have it emerge as the entity of achila. The pas is always going to be the ochel. And the bracha will go on the pas. Right? Go ahead.
Ella de kashasi le alidea negro. The Amar Rav Rashmul, a negro maya de salga, and sigra ach sigra maya de kuul salga.
Okay, so what is that?
Alidea negro. Min Michael Hu, vin nosnim le socho shemen, vishinu vimishna vishinu vikavos.
It's mentioned a few times. Okay, so it's the type of food that you put oil into. Go ahead.
The Amar Rav Bar Shmuel, lo aso hacha elu lefuto my negro.
Right. And that brought down for halachic position. Just apparently he wasn't very well known to the Amoraim what it is. So they explain that what does it mean?
Maya de salva, mayim shekalku bahen tradi. Boiled
beef. Beef, boiled, right. It's like a weak borscht. Go ahead.
The kulu shalki.
That's on Sigron is Maya the kulu shalki.
Right. Kol mine yer shalki.
So all other type of vegetable stews.
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's when the water is fully boiled out. And it's like a funny expression, kulu shalki.
No, any type of vegetables. Any boiled vegetables.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead, anyway.
In Cain, Havilah Nigron Iker, Bisham and Tafil. It's not Zach Club, but it's the Bishop of the Rafael Iker.
In case you forgot. you're still going to have the problem. You're still going to have the problem. Because you only put in a small amount of oil. So you're still going to have an Iker and Tafil problem. Right? Go ahead.
Hacha b'maya skinan b'choshish b'grona. L'tanya ha-choshish b'grona lo yarei.
Rashi, what's the case? What does choshish b'grona help you?
Choshish b'grona v'tzarek lo sesbo shemen harbe. To have le shemen ikir b'anigron tafel.
Yeah, so how's Rashi learning?
That's what he thought was a lot.
That's a lot. Rashi's learning that choshish b'grono is different because you use apparently mostly oil now.
So you'd agree that if you just made a lot of really oily on the ground, that would be the same thing. It's the same, right?
That's it. Maybe don't.
I'm saying not because you're sick, because you want it.
So, it's like seltzer with like a hint of flavor.
No?
No, I don't think so. If you had an Negron, the essence would be the beets, right?
I'm saying, if you put in a lot of oil, and you made
different amounts,
if you
put a lot of pepper in, so,
I'm saying,
regular Negron has a little bit of oil.
Do you say, you install that even if
you're not regular Negron has a little bit of oil. If you're close to Bicrono,
like cherry seltzer,
you make oil the main ingredient.
A little bit of beets. Mostly oil.
Physically speaking, it's the main, it's the biggest component. Or at least, it's the ikker. Now it becomes the ikker, so because it's a lot.
It seems like he's saying
putting a lot.
It seems like he's saying you need both qualities. You need the one that's now the derech of hanar, right? And secondly, you also have to have the shear. So if he was just sick and he wanted oily soup, that wouldn't help unless you had like a lot of oil, right?
That's right.
So but let's say it's not sick.
Right, then it, but then that's not derech hanasa like for that.
Do anything for
that. Well, he likes it. I don't know. Like it seems like the essence of the food is still the soup.
That's definitely underground.
I don't know.
We should try to let
him. That's a Izuki Mazik lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Tanya Hachoshish Begrono Lo Yarena Beshem Sakula Beshavis. Of all, no sin, shemen harbe l'sof hanigron u'boleh.
Okay, what does that mean? Hachoshi b'grono, is that we know already? Lo ya'arenu b'shemen. What does that mean, ya'arenu b'shemen?
B'shabbos, de mashaleh, b'sof grono, v'eino bolo.
So what does that mean?
It means to like have it just wait in your, stay in your throat.
And
not swallow it.
So apparently you take it in, you leave it there, and you spit it out. Right? Or you wait till it's Shabbos. You go over to one side, make Havdalah, and then... So that's what Ya'arenu means. Difficult word. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
The came into Lobala land, Mokacham Milsa de Lurafuahu. Vakakam Gazral, Korafuos and Nikaros, Mishum Shapikas Suman Shihi Malacha.
So, why can't you do this on Shabbos? Because since you don't swallow, now it's evident that you are doing refuah. That it is for refuah. And the Chachamim goes there on what? Refuos hanikaros. Refuos hanikaros. What is refuos hanikaros?
Things are clearly refuah.
Evident, right. Evident refuos. Clear, things that are clearly medicinal. Right. Why would they go there? Because of Shechika Samon. Because of the pounding of the herbs, spices. Which is a malacha. It's a gzeira from the malacha of Shechika Samoim. Yeah. But Rashi's saying that the Gzeira took a very specific form, right? Because certainly the Gzeira is not just to become healed, not to heal yourself. That's not the Gzeira. No, there's no Isser to do something that's beneficial to yourself, right? For instance, the rest of the mission, the rest of this Braisa. That if it's an Ochel, even though you have kavana for refuah, it's mutter.
Drink tea. Yeah,
you drink tea with honey and lemon. Right? So how did they formulate this gezeira? How did they formulate the gezeira? So Rashi's saying, formulated by refuos hanikaros. Yeah, refuos hanikaros. So he's saying that what? Swallowing oil is difficult, Rashi. I mean, just got through saying that swallowing oil is not achila. Right?
He's not doing the case of swallowing, right? It's just...
Swallowing oil is mutter, he's saying. Rashi wrote swallowing oil is mutter. Right?
Well,
lo yar enu b'shemen. What can't you do?
Right,
you can't keep oil in your mouth and spit it out. Because since you're not swallowing it, this is talking about shemen.
Right.
Since you're not swallowing the shemen, now it's muchach that's for a fool. Now it's muchach that's for a fool. Even though we said that it's not, I can understand you tell me it's a food. So if I swallow it, it's eating, and if I gargle with it, it's not. But what's difficult with Rashi is that even oil, which he says is not really, it's not an ochel, if you swallow it somehow, so if I swallow a pill. Right? That's what Tosis doesn't like Rashi Pshat. Tosis does not like Rashi Pshat. See Tosis? Pirish Rashi. What does Yar Enu mean? Lahashoso. That's how Rashi learns the Pshat. Yar Enu means Lahashoso. Means don't keep it in and then get rid of it. I guess it's just like an Eroy into your mouth. It's not really you're not really eating it. You have extra iron at the end, but right? That's how Rashi's learning. Go ahead. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar. In Cain, Liflo, his name would be the My Area Alida Negro. Akilu Behene Sharilu Bala La Alter.
Okay, what does that mean?
So, Rashi's learning that the problem is the Shehiya.
Right.
So then, why do you need to teach the case of Anigram? What does that help? Even by itself, it would be okay, as long as you're Balea, because the only problem is the Shehiya.
Yeah. So in other words, that what? Well, according to Rashi, what do you need the whole Anigram for? Just say straight. You can't drink, you can't be Masha the Shemen, but you can be Bolei the Shemen. Right?
But isn't that Mazakil? According to Rashi? I don't
know. Not if you have a sore throat. Doesn't Rashi explain? No? Who says that? I saw someone there.
That if you have a sore throat, it's not Mazak?
It softens your throat. I don't remember where I read that.
Yeah,
but
you
know,
the
original thing
is
going to
be
Mazakil.
Whatever it is. It softens your throat.
Yeah, but the original thing with Mazakil.
Apparently, his throat is hurting you more than that Hezekiah area.
Wait, does it mean it was actually Mazakil the body, or is it disgusting to drink down all that oil?
It's a good question. What does it mean it's Mazak? What does it mean it's Mazakil?
Makes a compelling case now for the other idea in what Mazakil Gufa.
Right.
Ken and I were debating whether mazik is an idea of it just damages you and has no benefit, or whether it's kind of the end result. So, for example, with the refuah, like you go to surgery, you wouldn't say surgery is damaging. Surgery is really refuah. And you determine that by what happens at the end. So here in this case, the end result is refuah. So it's now not mazik, though it has qualities that might be detrimental. This act is now
right,
but over there
it's beneficial. No, look, simple pshat is that I think it's like you're saying. Simple pshat is that it has certain, it does something to the, it does have some bad effect, right? And that to an ordinary healthy person, all he's getting out of it is the bad effect. But it also has other qualities. And if you have a sore throat, then it has a good effect too. Normal person who has a healthy throat doesn't care if his throat is a little softer. So it's a total, it's a no gain. There's no gain.
It is done though, right? Apparently it's not.
It's not done, yeah. It's not, that apparently is not useful. So that zon quality is not enough to outweigh the hezek. But if you're a choshesh begrono, then on balance it's better for you. On balance it's better for you. But not on balance it's better for you. Yes, yeah, so that was Levy's question too yesterday, right, Levy? That, so would Rashi say you'd make a bari priya eitz if you're a choshesh begrono and you just drink straight shemen? No, he wouldn't. Gemara clearly does not say that. It says idea and ignorance in the case. Right?
But why is that? Isn't that good because it's mazia for Rashi?
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why the Gemara, so I understand, so why can't Rashi say that's the answer? That's why they're bringing
the Negro. Right, so there's the fact that it also has a good benefit. That doesn't neutralize, that doesn't take away the hezek. The fact, it just makes it something that you would do. Right? Normal person is not just going to be mazik himself. But if he has a sore throat, he'll take the benefit of the to the throat over the side effect. It's a side effect. Every drug has a side effect. Right? But that's not going to make it an ochel. Right? It's not going to make it an ochel.
So it's like,
but then it's still difficult. Now we're sort of getting stuck.
It's like between refu and ochel.
So then why can you do it on Shabbos? So why can you eat it on Shabbos? Straight. Well, how can you give people layout on Shabbos?
Because if someone sees you eating oil, it's still...
Why can you, according to Rashi? Rashi holds you can just swallow it on Shabbos.
I mean, it's not an ochel.
It's not an ochel. And the only reason you would do it, apparently, is for the refuah. Right, it's a difficult shot. But Tosis is not arguing with Rashi. Tosis' argument with Rashi is more on the pshat in the Gemara. That how's it going to work out? That it's, you don't need this whole case of a nigra now. Right? That if there's a heter and an isser within oil alone, why does the price have to come to a case of a nigron to say it's mutter? Right? Go ahead.
Okay, in Pirush HaRiv, lo yareinu afilu b'gulia b'lo shihia, shekol shesia she'ena elu l'refua, b'hiror, b'afilu b'shivola.
Right, so Rasatos says that's not what yareinu means. Yareinu is a very specific word. It's a very, it's a halachic term. Of a, it's not a descriptive term, right? It's a halachic term that in a shesia that's for refuah, that's only for refuah, is called the yareinu. So that's what it means. It means you can't have the oil at all, any which way, on its own. Now, what's the reason for that? Go ahead. And the reason why it's also is because it's obvious, it's apparent that the only reason you're drinking this oil is for a fool. Because healthy people don't drink Shemen Zayas, they just don't drink it. So it doesn't help you to swallow it. It still is something that you do, you're doing four or four. But again, Tosis has to put in a little bit of a qualification. It has to be muchach milsa that's four or four. Because on Negron you could be doing four or four too. Right? It doesn't just go by kavana. has to be muchach that that is your kavana, right? Because if it's a nigron, even though my kavana is for rafua, it's mutter. So Rashi and Tosfos are trying to define the parameters of the Isser Rafua. And what's difficult is they're both sort of making recourse to the same factor, nicker, muchach. So can we clarify it? Can we define what the two definitions? Can we define the shitas?
Yeah. Maybe that right, everyone agrees that the problem is if it's milk from milk, so that it's for food, right? So like cases of like Oakland and Mashkin that a person would normally, you know, eat, not just for a fua, so they matcha those cases. But the question is how do they matcha those cases? Is it that?
What do you mean they matcha those cases? I'm not sure if I
that's not part of the gzera.
Okay.
But the question is how are they not part of the gzera? Is it that you need to have like a have to be like another shame, like a positive shame of achila on this thing? Or is it just like Rashi holds that you just have to remove it's, and when we say mocha milsa that it's for a fua, it says you don't have to have like another shame that comes in and say that this now has a character of achila. It's simply that you remove the shame of a fua. So now even if you have shemen and you swallow the shemen by itself and you swallow it, that's not the way that someone would do a refua with shemen. They would just do shemen and they would spit it out. But the fact that you swallowed it is true. It might not be like an achila, but you remove the character, you know, the positive character of refua. But Tosos and like Rabbi Yona, they learned that it's that they came and they said that there's a certain category of things that are like mutter to do, and that's things that have like a positive shame of achila. So therefore, even when you're in the realm of anigron, it still has to have the full character of achila, which would be swallowing.
You couldn't spit out the anigron?
That's a good question. Right? What would you say about that?
About what? You couldn't spit out the anigron? Let's say you have the anigron and the shaman.
According to Rabbi Yonatan and Tosos?
Right.
You could have to be a full thing. You have to have two conditions.
Like Rabbi Yonatan explains that. Right. No, because that's how he's learning. Lo yar eno b'shemen. That means any type of achila by shaman you can't do. Right? But you have to be Bolea the anigron. Right? You have to be Bolea anigron. It means it has to be an achila. It has to be an achila. Yeah. But can we put it in halachic, more halachic, terms? The gzera? What's the gzera? I think you're right. I think you're essentially right. I mean, you're right. If you look at the Lashon of Rashi and Tosos, right, Rashi is focusing on, is it a refua nikeres? Right? Meaning a real positive quality of a refua. And Tosos is saying, as long as it has any indication that it's for refua, it's awesome. Right? So, swallowing the shemen, he's saying, Levi's saying, is that's not the way a doctor would prescribe it. Right? But it's also not the way a person would eat.
Could you say it's a chodesh as to whether they made the gezerah on the guy's way of relating what he's doing versus the mice itself?
Okay.
Because if you say it's the way he's relating to it, so the fact that he's swallowing it doesn't help anything, because it's true the mice doesn't reflect the fact that it's refuah, but he's doing it. I mean, that's why he don't drink olive oil, right? But we say no, it's the mice, so we don't care what the guy's kavana is, and we have to look at what action did he actually perform. So if he swallowed it, then that's
but even Tosfos would agree with the anigron.
That's what Rashi is saying. It's not swallowing oil is not derech achila. I mean, that's the problem. He's just saying it's not it's a matter of food and he cares either. Right, so we have a question about swallowing a pill. According to Rashi.
Because that is the way of a refuah.
That is the way. That is the way you do it. Right?
Put a pill in yogurt.
That's for babies. I'm not gonna write a Shasa Istinus over here. you have a different Shasa than we do. But it's a question if it's just a refuah in your mind. That's a good shadow. You know what I'm saying?
Placebo.
Right. You think you have a problem. You prescribed a supposed cure. But we all know it's ridiculous. Okay, go ahead. So, yeah.
What about the opposite? When you do something that looks like a meister food, but it's not with an let's if you gargle Coke, makes your throat feel good, but Coke isn't a thing of refuah. It's not like oil, which is normally
used for. That'd be fine.
Fine.
It's like it's brought down. Like you're not like you have a toothache. Question: if you have a toothache and you drink scotch, you want to like swirl it around the tooth to numb the tooth. You know, I don't think you're not allowed to do that. You have to. I mean, same Shiloh. Let's say you want to same thing like your throat, your tooth hurts.
You want to drink the scotch.
And you want to swirl it around your tooth.
And then
so you definitely can't swirl it around and spit it out. Right? But we didn't read the Rashi Tequila. Good Rashi Tequila, it's a strange Rashi.
Funny Rashi.
That what does it mean? What does it mean? Lo yaron b'shem and techila b'shabbos. What does that mean? So he says you can't do it with the kavana. Strange Rashi. You can't have that can't be your plan to be to gargle the oil, right? But if you put it into your mouth for shisiya.
And you just can't go through with it.
It takes a little while to get there. That's fine.
Is he defining like what the parameters of the xero are such that it's the question of the mice putting it in your mouth as opposed to the garling leaving it there isn't the problem. The problem is actually putting it there.
That's what it sounds like he's saying, right? He's saying that the iser is to do the mice before. To do that mice refuah. That's the mice refuah is that's the putting it into your mouth is the refuah. But when you put it in, putting it into your mouth in a certain way is a mice refuah. Because he still there's no iser to be cured by the oil, there's no iser for the oil to help your throat. Right? Rashi holds the iser is the application of the refuah. That's tchila. In other words, as long as it's part of an achila process, that's not considered a maisa refuah. As long as it's not, you're right, it's not an achila process. As long as it's not done initially, to just keep it in your mouth, right? Then you're not doing the Maaser Refuah anymore. That's not the Maaser Refuah. The fact that it stays a little while before you swallow it, that's after you already didn't do the Maaser Refuah. Now, is Rashi's really isolating the Issa? It's an interesting thing. He's isolating the Shas Issa. The Issa is not having it in your mouth. Right? Because whether you swallow it or not, it's in your mouth. The Issa is... the Miser is the... The Issa is... the administration of this cure. But that is a very specific cure. How do you administer this cure? You put it in your mouth to keep it there. As long as you're not doing that, you're not doing the Maaser Refuah. The fact that it's that you delay the swallowing, that's after the fact. That's after the fact. So Rashi holds that they only answered Maisei Refuah. Right? They answered Refuos. They answered Refuos, I should say. Right? Things that are by definition Refuah are Asr. But things that partake of the Refuah are Mutter.
Rashi says Ben Bala Shoti Yutana. Does he mean that it comes to just like delay itself in the
time? No,
you do.
What if you put it in initially to Imash it? So you were over.
Can't do that. Oh, then
I'm saying, so can you leave it there because you're already over? So now there's nothing wrong with leaving it there.
That's a good question.
It's not let's say you just swallow the oil, like that is the normal activity of refuah, and then you're just like changing it a little.
The swallowing like the oil is not normal activity of refuah. Swallowing the oil is not normal activity of refuah.
Like that it should go through your throat, but you're not changing it to like some new thing. Like it's not like now it's in a.
That's right.
Like that.
That's right.
That it's not.
Yield is just not a meiser. It's not the meiser. It's not the refuah.
So
refuah ani keres. He doesn't mean that someone can tell you doing a refuah. That someone can tell you have intent of refuah. Refuah ani keres means a certain shear of the meiser refuah. Certain shear of the refuah. That it is the quintessential. Yeah, it is the definitive. It is the definitive refuah.
It's not you have to give it like a new identity or anything like that. Like it's just
that's
that
correct.
You have to remove it. You just have to do some small change to remove it from.
That's right. From the prescribed method.
So you're saying the reason Rashi doesn't just say like it's okay if you actually swallow it, he has to say that you do it with shein bliya, because the isser is the moment that you apply the refuah.
Well, of course he wouldn't say it's okay to swallow it. That's the whole heter to swallow it. You don't mean that.
Yes.
He means okay to. That's what you mean.
I mean, he can't say that as long as you swallow it, then it's okay.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You have to put it in l'shem bliya. That changes the maisa now. Now it's not
the
maisa
of
refuah.
Putting it in your mouth would be the maisa, not like gargling it or letting it wait there. That would be the maisa.
He's saying, though, is Rashi saying, once you're going to... See, Rashi has an interesting thing. Once you go with the true tzura of a refuah, then it starts immediately. As if you're going to go like Tosis's way... Maybe, I have to think that. Then you could say the putting it in is nothing. It's not nicker at all when you put it in. It's only nicker what you do afterwards. It was if you go mucha milsa, so then it's only mucha milsa after. Everything goes in. Right? Like a negron. Right? It's not, the issa wouldn't be putting it in l'shem, to be ma'ar. It would be because when you put it in, it's not mukha what you're doing at all. The issue would be to keep it in there. Because that's what makes it mukha. Right? But according to Rashi, he holds that they asered the tsuras harafua itself. They asered the practice of medicine. Right? That's what's asr. The administration of medical remedies. So then that starts already. Now that's a predefined idea. So that starts right away. That depends on how you put it in. You understand? It doesn't go about people how it looks. So that would be engaging in the refuah, putting it in l'shem to keep it there. I mean, it follows from his definition. right? Yeah, and what does Tosis hold? Tosis holds any Mysore that is what? It's hard to find the right terminology for these two. Now, is Tosis holds is like a part on the part of the Gavra. The Gavra can't be Osik in Refuah. But definitive, but it has to be it's measured by the but it's not considered a refuah if it partakes of, like you were saying, it's not considered a refuah if it partakes completely of a normal ma'aser achila. What does he say? It can't be muchach that you're mechavin for a refuah. Rashi has nothing to do with being mechavin. It has nothing to do with kavana, according to Rashi. But Tosfos holds it can't be muchach that you're mechavin for a fool.
Like your goal is.
So if it's a regular achila, there's nothing in the maisa that qualifies it as a maisa refuah. As an involvement in refuah. But really the issue is Maisei Refuah. Not Refuah Nikaris. Refuah Nikaris means this type of a cure is usher. These cures are usher. But if you're not doing the proper tzura of the cure, there's no usher. It's like point of Rashi, they answered the refuahs themselves. The refuahs themselves became Maisei Isser. According to Tosos, it's also for the Gavra to be Osek in refuahs Haguf. But if the Maisa, it's us for the guy, it's us to do Maisa Refuah, even though it's not a true Refuah. Yeah.
Can you say again how that would play out in terms of the act of either administering it or...
Well, I'm saying like this. I mean, for Rashi, it works. Tosfos doesn't really have a comparable case exactly. But if you're going to say that they... In other words, if you're going to say that there's a defined tzura of this cure for your throat,
right,
and you're not allowed to do that refuah, so then your kavana at the beginning will define what activity you're involved in. Are you involved in that practice of medicine, or are you involved or not, right?
That's the beginning of the tour.
But that's at the beginning of the thing. So then putting it in your mouth to keep it there, that was an activity of a doctor. Right? But if you put it in to swallow, that wasn't.
So say you do the other way. Now you put it in to leave it there, but then you change your mind before you let it stay there and you swallow it.
And you were over an isser.
Is that you? Over there also, though, you didn't do the whole tzura. You started out that way, but then you didn't change it in the middle.
Oh, you don't swallow, you don't keep it there.
You don't
all.
Keep it there. You just so that's it's right. Not just that you started that way. You gotta
like
have both.
That'd be like an attempted isser.
Right. You have to have both elements.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting. I mean, I guess you could say, according to Rashi, you could say it's like Maisei Rofe almost. That really are awesome, as opposed to anything that's Maisa Refuah, right? It has to be the practice of medicine. What? That has a like almost like a tour of an uman, but not simply the things that not simply maisei refuah. And that's going to be defined by refuah nikaris. Refuah nikaris means it's like the maisa of a practitioner of medicine, as opposed to a curative activity.
So the scotch case you do.
What's that?
We drink the scotch and you switch it around.
So according to Rashi, if you really want to drink the scotch, so you could swish it around a little bit and then swallow it down. Mm. Right? But...
Well, but does that really have the tsura of like a mice and rope, even if you spit it out?
Yeah, gargle. I don't think it matters exactly what the... I don't know if it matters exactly what you use.
That would be like using a Negron and then spitting it out.
Right.
I mean, it would lay the same. Which is okay, by the way.
According to Rashi?
You're Masha on Negron and you spit it out.
That's a good question.
Doesn't the Re want to learn that that's how Rashi's pshat may work out?
Let's see. Inami yesh li yashiv. Go ahead.
Inami yesh li yashiv pirish Rashi. Lo yarenu la hashosa.
Right.
No sinu l'soch ha-negron da'afilu la hashosa.
Okay, so now you have to be like this. Lo yarenu shemen alone. You can't leave it in your mouth without swallowing it. Right. But what can you do?
Put it in the ha-negron and then... Even
but you can put it in the Negron and then keep it there. Right? And then keep it there. See, that was the problem with Rashi. That was the problem with that was the question of Rashi. It's going from the Isser Shemen, keeping the Shemen in your mouth, to swallowing a Negron. Right? So, you have to learn it differently. That what? That... That's the chiddush of a Negron now. Now, a Negron does have a chiddush. Right? Because the Negron you can keep in your mouth. Good.
Oh, bolo bene beloshi.
Or you can swallow it not on the Negron anymore.
Right,
but it's right. Or you can but the pshat is really on right. The whole subject matter is oil. How can you eat the oil? So they're saying you can't keep the oil in your mouth alone. But you can keep it in your mouth through the Negron. And if you want to swallow it, you can even swallow it alone. Right? Right, so apparently, so why can you do the shihi on the Negron?
It's not medicine.
Of course, that also lacks in the Torah. It's not the right, thing. It's not the right substance. But alcohol is. I mean, alcohol is numbing. That's what it does. It numbs things. I mean, maybe it's bal tashchis. Maybe you should use rubbing alcohol, but that's probably dangerous.
Usually those are some type of bad scotch.
Yeah.
You know, scotch is alcohol, though. That's not the type of thing you use.
What's that?
Like, even though scotch has alcohol, it's not what they would use for.
Yeah, but I don't know if that makes a difference. I don't know.
Depends. You gotta get a good doctor. And let some blood.
You definitely have to swallow it because there's no reason to waste it. But yeah. So Tosus is saying? Tosus is saying as long as you can define the activity as an activity of refuah, it's awesome. So it has to be muchach from the activity that it's for refuah. Right? I mean, Rashi is a big heter. It's a big heter for Rashi. Matzah, a lot of things. I mean, it's definitely no Rashi, because Rashi requires very limited specific maaser refuah. Right. Tos is saying very, very specific tsuras of refuah, according to Rashi. Not just anything you engage in that is for refuah is also. Right? So you can drink oil, even though oil is not something people drink. Rashi. Right. Rashi says you can drink oil. Or you can take the Negron and spit it out. So they're not a chiyuv.
I know we were joking around about Josh's case, but if you were to put a pill in food, would you say that's not the normal way to take a pill, so it's okay according to Rashi? Or that's still like the pill is still a distinct entity, so...
I mean, even Tosus, it could be its mutter. Because, I mean, that's a good question. That's a separate kind of a question.
No,
I'm just looking out for jokes.
Yeah, like, muchach when? Muchach when? If you follow the guy around, what if you do it in the morning, and then later on, you know what I mean? At the point that it's in the applesauce, it's bottle to the applesauce. Yogurt, I'm sorry. It's bottle to the yogurt. You just have to add some, you'll add some of that other stuff to the yogurt.
You're really helping your cause here.
At that point, it's bottle. I mean, Tosfos says it has to be what? Tosfos says to be, it's muchach she'ena el l'rafua. Karele iror. Right? I mean, it's mustaver, it's bottle to the food. Mustaver, it's bottle to the food at that point.
So could you do it, like, put it in the food?
I would say so from this Tosfos, but I'm not going to... I mean, that's the mashma from this Tosfos. Because it's a bottle. I mean, I would say it's a bottle. Definitely.
Wouldn't they bring down the halakha? Wouldn't they bring down the halakha?
Question is, are you over an isser if you grind up the pill?
It's not pill. That's not malacha?
That's what I'm asking you.
How is it not?
You crush up the pill. Ain't tochen acha tochen? Is it already a nitchan?
Yeah, what is it?
You know, it's
are these smaller entities? Those are like almost nothing, right?
I mean, you're not allowed to crush something up dak dak. You're not allowed to cut the vegetable dak dak. I don't know.
What's dak dak?
Dak dak, very small.
But there's like still something, right? Crumbs from a pill or nothing. I wouldn't say that's like part of it.
You say ain't tochen acha tochen, though. Maybe it's already nitchan.
That's a rule.
So you couldn't just
feel like
the whole
bread.
Pill, eh?
You can crush up bread.
Because it's already
nitchan.
So you couldn't just put the whole pill in.
But if you put the whole pill in, I don't think it's bottle. It's nicker. It's nicker right where it is. It's not gonna help me anyway. Believe me. Right?
If it's white,
put it
maybe.
Into a meatball or something. You just swallow it down.
Alright,
so tomorrow, take a look at the Rosh. Further in the sugyo, take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, right?
And the Rambam.
I understand he has a funny thing with the riff. He doesn't understand the riff in the end. And take a look at the Rosh.
It says tomorrow you're going to do the
Rambam. I guess we'll do what the Mechaber.
The
Mechaber. Yeah, okay. We'll do the Mechaber tomorrow.